So when you formed the Sketch Society, was this something that you did very independently, or were there other people?
No, I just thought of it. I was canvassing for the Hart, Fun Hart, to collect. And I came to a house at where George Rummel Place is. I don't know the street. And I met a very good artist by the name of Alexander. I think George Alexander. He had lived in Mexico for years, but he came back to Burnaby because he couldn't stand the heat. And he let me into the house and he told me, "Why don't you come to our meeting? There is a group, and what are they called? The Port Moody Arts Association." And I said I would come by and show him one of my paintings. Or he came by, I can't remember. I went to that meeting and I thought it was great, to have a group of artists and have demonstration. But they wouldn't let me join because I was from Burnaby. They said they had a waiting list and mainly people who lived in that area were allowed. So I thought, well, why isn't there a group in Burnaby? And I don't know how I got in touch with the hall, and I got full cooperation from the hall. I made the flyers, do something on the flyers, I call a meeting, I'm starting a Burnaby group, and they printed it for me, and I had a friend who was also a Burnaby girl, and she was doing art too. Her name is Mildred Sherlock. I still get in touch with her quite often, but she lives in Vancouver now. And she helped me put up flyers all over Burnaby. I had 40 people come to the first meeting, and it was at the Shadbolt Centre, which was the Burnaby Arts Centre. And I realized that I can persuade people, and I'm able to speak. I was speaking already. I had taken public speaking, and I had pretty well everybody join up, and we started the meeting, and through another young male friend that I had, he said, "I get you in touch with Richard Major, who lived in Burnaby and was an excellent artist. He was in the National Gallery in Ottawa, and excellent artist." And he agreed to help me teach the people. He gave talks and critiques. They did never charged anything.
It sounds, though, that there were quite a few people in Burnaby
Yeah.
by the time that you put out the
Yes.
announcements who were
Oh,
just sort
yeah.
of looking for a focus to help develop their art.
And now we had the first show in 1970, a summer show. And we had paintings. The hall was bigger. We had, I don't know how many paintings on display, and artists working outside. And I don't remember the figure, but I think we made around $400 profit, which was a lot of money, and I think even more. And I had, I think, definitely over 40 signed up members and some guests. And I did, I am, oh, thank you. I am, very ambitious, and I did a lot of publicity, and I had people making big signs for the lawn. We did it all ourselves, erected it all ourselves. And I phoned the radio stations too, and I arranged a contest. We would ask people to vote for their favorite painting, and whoever got the most votes would get a prize. And that brought the people in. We had a terrific attendance, a sunny day, sunny weekend, I guess Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. And that was quite a bit of money to have to pay for new demonstrators. And I think that the group ended up really not being grateful enough to Mr. Major. I personally was, and I actually went, you know, to see him to his end. But somehow the group was not quite appreciative of him enough, because they paid somebody else. There was another artist that came to demonstrate, but they have had very successful shows, and they have a very good membership. Now they have a lot of very, really good artists, and nearly professional artists who come from Russia, several of them. And, you know, they're having shows all over the Lower Mainland, and they have two shows, one spring show, one fall show. And they do push sales, and I found that was not what I had in mind. They are selling a lot of stuff quite cheap, and I couldn't do that as a professional artist. To sell something for $125, it's just about the cost of the frame. And I have really, I don't think I've ever sold anything. I show, and I do mainly portraits and nudes, and nobody buys that. I just started out with landscapes. I still do some florals. Usually the florals are easier sold.
Now, when you first started the group, though, was everyone basically a visual artist who came? I mean, it was a sketch club?
We had some people. We tried some people that were more into pottery or china painting, but we found that it didn't quite agree with the philosophy of the club.
But there were obviously people out there who wanted to do these other kinds of things.
Oh, yeah. But it was mainly drawing and painting, mainly.
And was there were there popular themes or approaches to
They do have themes in their shows. Just now I got an email to let them know what kind of a theme I would like for the upcoming
stylistically, did people have come with any particular kind of orientation? Are they being influenced?
Well, there are some people that do abstract work. We let everybody do what they like. We haven't set policy of impressionistic art or realistic or super realism.
But those 40 people who came together initially, that they had very different sort of views?
Yes. But they were still all not quite into the abstract in the beginning. I don't think we had many abstract painters.
Were people following the trends of modernism?
No. But now, I guess there are quite a few. The membership has changed. From the original ones, very few are left. Jesse Craig is living in Surrey now, and she is maybe 2 years younger than me. She finds it too hard to come. She became a very good artist. May Grant was a very good artist, lived in Burnaby and died. And recently I found out that Rosalind Barr, who got a prize, as she did a painting for the sister city of Burnaby. I think several times she has done paintings that were commissioned for the hall. I did a painting that I donated to the mayor of Burnaby. And the one who used to be a bus driver, but he was a very good mayor. I can't remember his name now, terrible. Yeah, he was a bus driver. But I can't remember his name. But Rosalind Barr, you know, was probably one of the best artists